Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, all, and happy Easter. A little early. It's Maundy Thursday as we're recording this. So blessed rest of the Holy Week and blessed Easter. Let's open with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, the Father, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome death and opened the gate of everlasting life to us. Grant that we, who celebrate with joy the day of the Lord's resurrection, may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen. The Old Testament reading for the festival of the resurrection is from Isaiah chapter 25. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food full of marrow, of aged wine well-refined. He will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all the peoples, the veil that is spread over all the nations. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And the epistle is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared to me also, for I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me, whether then it is I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And the gospel reading for Sunday is from Mark 16. When the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb? And looking up, they saw the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe. And they were alarmed. And he said to them, do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you. And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Well, on Easter Sunday, I'm picking up on something I talked about on Christmas Day. And on Christmas Day, the gospel reading from John was, the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. And when you think about the darkness of our sin and the darkness of our death, there's a gravity to our sin, right? Just like natural gravity, if I were to throw a ball up, it's coming down. Likewise, because of the gravity of our sin, no matter how hard we try to lift ourselves up, to overcome everything that ails us, it all comes down into despair. We all end up in a dark place because of the gravity of our sin. And that leads to the grave of our death, right? The same word that's there, the grave. And you think about when you're put in a grave, It's a deep darkness. I talked about on Christmas, I'll talk about again, a black hole is a place that's so dark that not even light can penetrate it. So when you think of being put into a grave, and you hear in our gospel reading how a huge stone was rolled and against the entrance of the tomb, it was sealed, and for good measure, they put a guard there, right? So that nothing was getting out of there, right? And we can't get out of death. And the wages of sin is death. We end up in a deep, dark, black hole of a grave. And there was a darkness never so dark as it was on Good Friday, because when Jesus died, God entered that black hole of sin and death. God in Christ, the human being as we human beings were meant to be. You know, the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. Throughout his life, Jesus shows what it means to be a human being, what he had created us to be, right? And now he's about to open the kingdom of God to us so that we can tap into the light of his humanity, to know who we are, to know that we belong to God, that God is our Father, who is never going to leave us nor forsake us. And when the women got to the entrance of the tomb, the stone had already been rolled away. As dark as that black hole of sin and death was for Jesus, who had no sin, who took on our sin in our place, there was never a light like that of Easter Sunday, when the light of God scattered the darkness of the gravity of our sin and the grave of our death to open the kingdom of heaven to us. And the women were witnesses of this. They witnessed an empty tomb that God opened, opened life to us again, life with him and one another. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. And now, you know, as he defied the gravity of our sin and the grave of our death and his death and resurrection, he still defies sin today. As we gather together, he forgives our sins, right? And he defies our death. He takes our death and he gives us his life that conquers death. He is risen.
He's risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Well, that's kind of where I'm going.
I just have one thought to add to that. And I was thinking about your illustration about throwing the ball up and it comes down. Except when you're playing with a puppy or a dog.
Oh, yeah.
What does the puppy or dog do?
It jumps up
yeah. and grabs it. And that's what Isaiah is talking about, is that our Lord Jesus swallows up death forever.
Yeah.
And the Lord God will wipe away all tears from all faces, and the reproaches of people he will take away from the earth. For the Lord has spoken, and it will be said, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him. And so we wait in quiet repose and blessed sleep and death, knowing that our Lord will come and swallow up death forever for each and every one of us. And that's the joy of Easter Sunday, is that ball doesn't hit the ground of death because Jesus swallows it up.
Yeah. And the light of his life conquers the gravity of sin and death. That's just great stuff. Really Amen. Great stuff. And so on Easter, you know, so it's kind of interesting how, you know, with Maundy Thursday now, tonight there'll be the stripping of the altar, the humiliating of our Lord, the stripping of the altar accents that, and we read Psalm 22, and, you know, he's humiliated. And this is where the glory of Christ is found, where he's gives his life for the life of the world. This is his hour to win the victory over this darkness of sin and death. And then in Good Friday, you know, we have the temporary service, mm-hmm. the service of darkness. But then at the very end, you know, as we kind of have a prelude to Easter, there's the light breaks through the darkness. And then on Easter, we start in the gym, symbolizing the cemetery. And we start in darkness and out of darkness into light. But the light is found in the sanctuary. And as we come in, we smell it first, right? Mm-hmm. It's Easter. We smell the Easter lilies, right? And then the lights go on, the trumpets come up, and it's glorious because we do this with angels, archangels, and all the company of heaven. So invite your friends, invite your neighbors, your acquaintances. It's time to celebrate that there is someone who overcomes sin and death. It's Jesus Christ and him crucified and risen from the dead. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
And let's sing a couple of verses of our last hymn for Easter Sunday festival service, and that's 457. 457.
Jesus Christ is risen today. Alleluia. Our triumphant holy day. Alleluia. Who did once upon the cross. Alleluia. Suffer to redeem our loss. Alleluia. Sing we to our God above. Alleluia. Praise eternal as his love. Alleluia. Praise him, all ye heavenly hosts. Alleluia. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Alleluia.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace.
Amen.
Amen. See you Sunday.